Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Cybersecurity was the topic at the most recent Kenai Chamber of Commerce luncheon presented by the Better Business Bureau. Today's cyber criminals pose more significant threats to the economy than ever before, and new safeguards are needed in order to protect businesses both small and large. Roseanne Freeths with the Better Business Bureau explains three basic things to protect your business.
Well, one would be education. And so it doesn't matter what age you are. It's learning about what is happening out there. So finding a resource that can keep you updated. You can check us out at bbb.org, but there are other wonderful resources that tell you and keep you up to date. The other one is that password you mentioned. Let's look at a passphrase instead. Don't use your kids' names. Don't use your birthday. Don't use your pet names. Think of a passphrase, whether it's a lyric from a song or whatever, but make it so it's not easy. The longer the password, the harder it is for people to get in. But also keep everything updated. And that is every time you get an update coming through on any of your devices, from your phone to your computer, go ahead and do that installation right then. Because it usually means they have found a weakness and you need to get that patch put on immediately. And probably the third one is understand, as a business owner and even as a consumer, you're a target. We all think it won't happen to us, but it can, because they're going after everybody and they don't care. They don't discriminate. They just throw out a blanket and they're hoping to get people back. So education, and don't share information with people who randomly call you. And just because they say they are maybe the IRS or the police, don't believe that either. Always verify and be a little skeptical when dealing with people.
Businesses are better able to manage cyber attacks and learn from industry best practices, like exploring the real and perceived risks of cyber attacks. Offering education and awareness, cybersecurity is a complex topic for the business community, and building public trust in businesses' cybersecurity standards. Freeths discusses the cybersecurity of the BBB.
Any business is vulnerable. It doesn't matter who you are. These criminals are sophisticated. So from our end, we are constantly evaluating it, but we too have to make sure we have some manual processes in place, that we can't trust everything to just AI type technology, that we're verifying what's going out to our customer. So if you see somebody who says they're from the Better Business Bureau or they have it on their logo, just verify it on their logo on the website. Verify it. You can go to our website. You can check them out to see if they're accredited. You can also call us. We actually have people who answer the phone, and you can say, hey, is this person really legitimate? It's okay to ask, and we're going to have to do that and not just trust what we see.
According to the BBB, cybersecurity for your business is not only about adding layers of security technology. It starts with understanding and managing your cyber risks. The BBB offers a five-step approach. Step one, identify. Step two, protect. Step three, detect. Four, respond. And five, recover. For complete details and links, visit the story at radiokenai.com. Home Electric Association filed with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska the annual update to its secondary service credits and the secondary service fee. HEA's SSC is the maximum amount of money that HEA will invest in new line extension. The SSF is the price paid for secondary service if an applicant does not qualify for the SSC. With TA-453-32, HEA proposes increasing the currently approved SSF for single-phase service from $5,500 to $5,800. Increasing the SSC for single-phase service from $5,500 to $5,800, and increasing the SSC for three-phase service from $16,500 to $17,400. The complete filing is available for inspection on the Commission's website. You'll find a link at radiokenai.com. To comment on the filing, you can also find a link on our website. More news at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.